Springfield's only all-female morning show. Two chicks and a mic on 92.9 The Beat.
We're celebrating National Girl Scout Day.
Ooh, yes. We were both Girl Scouts. I feel like most girls were at some point. We want to talk cookies.
Which is your favorite Girl Scout cookie? I know the best cookie. I'm just curious to hear what you think.
Tagalongs is probably it.
The Samoa one.
Oh, see, yes. That's what we call them up north, Samoas. Here they're called Caramel Delights or whatever.
Yes.
Same cookie. I don't know. It's weird. Were you ever a Girl Scout?
No, I sadly wasn't.
The first is the Thin Mints.
Yes.
Because we always smash them up if we have extras, and then we put them on brownies.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Yes. And then the second would have to be the Caramel Delights.
Yep. Same here, girl.
All right. Yeah, those always seem to be one and two.
Those are a big hit in my house.
I love your thinking with the brownies, though. Like, that's next level. You're onto something there.
You cook the brownies halfway through, and then once they're almost done, then you smash up the Thin Mints, and you put the Thin Mints on top.
Yes, 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 yes.
My only question is, how do you keep that box around till Christmas time?
Right.
That is the hardest part.
Gotta hide them from yourself, like on top of the fridge, way in the back.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Hi, I think the Girl Scout cookies today are the best they've had in a very long time. All of them are good, but ranking them 1, 2, 3 is a little hard. I think currently my favorite or the best is the Samoa.
Okay, all right.
But since I can get that at Walmart now under the Great Value brand for $1.25,
I know,
the
right?
Best Girl Scout cookie I buy currently is the s'more.
Yeah.
You all haven't mentioned that one. Yeah, that's the best one out.
But yeah, I haven't tried those yet, but I hear great things.
Oh, my gosh. You have to try those.
There you go.
And as far as, the classic all-time, the Hall of Fame cookies, it's got to be the Thin Mint. That's the one that's been there the longest.
But yes. The OG.
Okay. You put your Thin Mints in the freezer?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes, they have to be in a freezer. For
delicious.
Sure.
Oh, man. So now I'm going to have to try the s'mores because of you. Thank you.
This discussion's right up there with religion and politics.
Two chicks and a mic. Mornings on 92.9 The Beat.